Hello, hello, and welcome to this new episode of my podcast. I'm Michelle Chung, your host, and today I'm going to be talking about the importance of self-esteem in relationships and how to be a soulmate magnet.
Hey, my name is Michelle Chung, and I'm a live manifestation expert, which means I help women manifest their soulmate live in person, offline, and I help career-driven A-type alpha women find their man so they can have the amazing, committed, and effortless relationship they deserve.
So if you've been doubting your ability to attract and stay in a relationship, this episode is for you. So I was speaking with a friend, and she recognized that she had low self-esteem. And so this makes it really hard to value yourself. And the consequent effects of that are that you tend to attract men, you know, who are already married, emotionally unavailable, not able to sustain a long-term relationship with you. And, it may be like great relationship in the beginning, but, you know, fizzles out quickly. So if you see these kind of signs, then, you know, listen on to this episode. Hopefully it can give you some insight. So what, you know, hadn't occurred to me before was the huge impact that low self-esteem has on relationships, not just for yourself, but on the other person as well. So for example, when I was single and I was still living in Sydney, and I went out with some friends, and we went to see a friend who was DJing at this really cool bar in the city. And, you know, when we were there, we're all dancing, and I noticed a really attractive guy sitting at the bar, and I wanted to chat with him. So I went up to him and, you know, said hi, and he was very attractive to me. I thought he was like tall. He had a baseball cap on, but he had really nice shoulders and just wore very simple clothes, but I found his energy very appealing. And, you know, I thought he was really nice, and we started to get to know each other over the weeks after we first met there. But he was just really hard to, you know, get on a date. I think we only met like once afterwards, and it was just having this text conversation with him, and you know, he was always hesitant to catch up and, you know, actually go on a date together, make plans together basically. And went on for weeks, you know, texting back and forth, calling each other. But it was super frustrating because I'm a very action-oriented person, and, you know, I like to set a date and just book it in my calendar, and the integrity of it, we meet and we get it done. There's no back and forth of like, oh, I'm changing the time, or, you know, I can't do it, can we reschedule? None of that. I'm very straightforward, and I just want to, you know, move forward quickly. And, you know, if things don't fit well, then I want to know straight away. So, for me, it was super frustrating because I would have to reassure him constantly that I found him really attractive and that I really wanted to get to know him, but something was holding him back and it was driving me crazy. And, you know, what happened was it turned me into this jealous girlfriend type, and that was totally not me. I'm not normally like this, you know, wanting to check his phone and wanting to just, you know, texting him these very kind of not, well, maybe desperate, but I just really wanted to meet up with him. And it's funny because I'm normally an avoidant attachment type, and I'm the first to run away. And then I realized that he probably had low self-esteem and was constantly questioning every compliment and every motivation I had to, you know, get together and go out. And in the end, after a couple of weeks, it was just so frustrating for me because when someone has low self-esteem, they can't see how good they are. They can't see how, you know, amazing and how much they could contribute to a relationship. So, you know, in the end, I had to end it quickly and just move on, you know, shaking my head like, how could this really lovely, attractive guy be so doubtful of himself and not value himself when clearly he was a great guy? So it just became obvious to me that he, you know, was emotionally unavailable. He wasn't ready to open up. He probably had a lot of work on himself he had to kind of do. Maybe he had traumas from the past. I don't know. I never got to find out. But it really made me, and, I was not the perfect person either. Back in those days, I learned a lot from, more towards my fifth year of being single. But in those early days, I had no idea about, the kind of work I am doing now. And so when this friend said this to me recently about her having low self-esteem and that's why she couldn't find a partner, it kind of made me think, well, she's really confident and really bright and bubbly and really nice. Then what is it with the self-esteem thing? So, what is that difference between self-esteem and self-confidence? And so I Googled this once. I was prepping for a webinar, and the gist of what I got was that self-esteem is basically valuing yourself from your past experiences, and self-confidence is more about the capability, competence, and what you've achieved. So success, as they say, breeds self-confidence, because if you do it first, you have that proven track record. You can feel confident about that because you've actually got the evidence now, right? Whereas with self-esteem, it doesn't necessarily come from the things that you do. It's more about what they, yeah, something like valuing your past experiences. So that low self-esteem, it shows up as, not being able to receive compliments, not believing when people praise you or value you, and you not valuing yourself and your self-worth. And that looks like self-sabotage. That's you saying yes to the wrong men and thinking that you won't get a better option, that right guy is not somewhere out there, on his way to you. It looks like, many things, and it's that form of, yeah, so there's many forms of that self-sabotage, and this is definitely one of them, that stops you from, having the right guy appear in your life and you actually recognizing him. And it was funny because I read somewhere, this I guess this is a classic example as well, that this actor was or model, he was struggling really hard to make it, and then finally got this landed this contract offering him like $10,000 for one day's work. And he had it all booked in, and then he just didn't show up. Who does that, right? If you had a job that somebody wanted to pay you good money and then you don't show up, what exactly is behind that? I guess any normal person, quote unquote, would just go do the job because it's like that's what you're good at and that's what people are paying you to do. So it's becomes a little bit more obvious now, doesn't it, that he didn't think he was worth it. He didn't value himself of being able to pull off that job that was worth 10K. And he probably had a low self-esteem where his work was successful, but his self-esteem hadn't caught up to his self-confidence, and it didn't match, wasn't a vibrational match. So he self-sabotaged himself out of having what he, could have deserved. So when you're feeling that not deserving something, perhaps that's another sign of low self-esteem. And I was recently speaking with one very beautiful, gorgeous, accomplished, really highly successful woman. She's in her 60s. Her kids are all grown up. She's got a beautiful relationship with them. She's got her own company. It's a multi-million dollar business. Amazing employees that love her. And she also had this where she felt like she didn't deserve love because of what her mother said to her growing up. And so what I'm trying to say is, do you see a pattern that, high achievers tend to become this way naturally? It's, if you're a high achiever, you're probably like that from birth. You've always exhibited like kind of entrepreneurial traits. You've kind of just, been out there hustling and making little projects and, doing things with your passions and this kind of stuff. But think about, when you're a kid, that how your whole adult life could be shaped by, one offhand remark when you're growing up from a teacher, from family member, from parents. If one parent or both lack self-love for themselves, and self-esteem for themselves and the ability to give love to their children, this shapes your entire adulthood life, doesn't it? Where you become suddenly needing and craving this from your parents who should have naturally given this love, but they go through their own journey and they don't know this kind of stuff, and we're all kind of learning this kind of stuff in this century, and we're all growing in consciousness ourselves, right? So they couldn't have taught us what they didn't have for themselves. And it's funny, but the fastest way to fix it is very simple, actually. It's just awareness. Love yourself, feel deserving, and that you don't actually have to do anything to be deserving of love. There was a really interesting conversation I was having with a healer, and she said, "Oh, I don't believe in healing," and she had her own, way of putting it. And I said, "Actually, I don't believe in healing either, because the body and the mind and our soul is meant for homeostasis, which is like natural health, an equilibrium and balance of health. Our bodies are designed for this. Our bodies were not designed to be sick, or diseased, as in Chinese medicine would call it, a dis-ease. And so to heal ourselves is not actually about doing a lot of mumbo jumbo, weird stuff, woo-woo stuff, therapy, counseling. It's actually just to create an awareness and come back to and shed what doesn't serve you, and that allows us to naturally come back to homeostasis. So, as you can see, it's so repelling to the other person, a lack of low self-esteem. So, my question to you is this: have you experienced this yourself, where you're repelling others due to lack, due to a low self-esteem? Are you finding that when you first meet somebody and things are, honeymoon, they're amazing, but as time goes on, all of a sudden he starts ghosting you or starts to disappear from your life and won't tell you why? And it's funny because most of the time people say people won't tell you what they really think, right? People will ghost you and disappear from your life. And I would say friends for a reason, friends for a season, and friends for life. And people do come into your life for a reason, and that's often to shed a light on a blind spot that you have that you can't see. And I was having this conversation with this healer, and there were blind spots that she couldn't see. And even when I told her, she still fought against it and didn't want to listen and wasn't ready to receive that feedback, that input. And so the question is, are you ready to hear that feedback that perhaps a low self-esteem is what drives people away from you? If you're not able to receive and be in that feminine energy of hearing the feedback and receiving input from others to help you grow, and you're constantly in your masculine energy deflecting all that, no, I've been on my own, I've done this, I'm independent, I don't need help, then that's perhaps a reason why people don't want to be in your life. So I'm being very straightforward now. Anyone who needs to hear it from me right now will hear this message. Because often people don't want to say what really is apparent to your face. They'll just disappear from your life. Okay? So if you have been experiencing this, and not allowing people to love you and give you love, can definitely do some things to raise your self-esteem. Some of these exercises are inside my online program. And if you want to go check that out, definitely watch my training, my free training. I'll put the link in the show notes below. And, think about this carefully. Think about all the experiences you've had. Try to notice any patterns, because awareness is the first step of, well, homeostasis and not healing. And how important it is to love yourself and value yourself, because your soulmate will want you to value yourself and the way he values himself. And you don't want him to constantly reassuring him that he's great. It's exhausting and it's not conducive for a healthy interdependent relationship. So I hope you found that valuable. Definitely send me a DM on Instagram if you have any questions. And I look forward to hanging out with you next episode. Thank you so much and have a great day.